Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Why does race have to be the wild card in so many controversies? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Frankly, it's hard to pick a side in most sports arguments these days. The president made it a race issue when the national anthem protest became a hot button in the National Football League by insulting the players, most of whom are African American. And now all the controversy about Serena Williams at the U.S. Open has a racial overtone that makes it hard to look at her penalties and fine and loss in the finals objectively. The first wave of reaction was clearly racial, why the judge took away a point for getting sideline help from a coach and smashing a racket and an entire game for calling that judge a thief. Those violations and penalties should be adjudicated without race. Men get penalized and fined for such all the way back to John, you can't be serious, McEnroe, to current U.S. Open champion Novak Djokovic, whose outbursts and temper tantrums have cost him. And certainly, this isn't the first time Serena lost her temper and even threatened line judges. But because Serena is perhaps the greatest athlete of all time among men and women, and she's a 37-year-old new mother trying to win a 24th Grand Slam title, should not give her a pass. If Carlos Ramos had never taken points and games away in major events before, that's one thing. But he has, from white men. Serena has earned our respect and even love from coming from a common background and dominating the game. She doesn't deserve criticism for her looks, her hefty build, or her loud outfits. She's an athletic phenomenon like we've never seen before and perhaps we'll never see again. But as gracious as she is toward her fans and shows wonderful sportsmanship most of the time, she does lose it on occasion. Even with the severity of the penalties in the U.S. Open final, she could have come back and won. But she unraveled after the blowout and lost to who turned out to be a better player that day. The reaction has been split, from white Billie Jean King to ESPN Stephen A. Smith, a black commentator. It makes finding objectivity very hard. This is Archansky. See ya.